The Navi arrives, and the Navi comes, and the Navi says he gives you a sign or a my face. I read back Pasuk Beis. Ki yakum Navi bekibuch Navi oy cholim chalayim v'nasa lecha ois oy my face. Pasuk Gim uva ha ois v'am my face. Asher dibur lecha alemar comes the sign of the my face. Asher dibur lecha alemar nelch let us go. Acharei lehem achedim asher lo yidatam v'no avdeim. And the sign comes true. The sign, the ois we learned late yesterday, the ois is in the Shemayim, and the Moifes is in the earth. He tells you what's going to happen in heaven, or he tells you what's going to happen on the earth. And now Pastor Gimbel says he was right. The ois, the Moifes, come, asher dibur lecha, now lemar. So the construction, the construct of this pasuk is not so easy. Uvo ha ois veha Moifes. Asher diber elecha lemar. What is the word lemar doing there? The word lemar is not so simple. In English it says, saying, let us follow and worship another God whom you have not experienced. What does that mean? What happened to the beginning of the pasuk? They left out the whole translation over here. Uva, it arrives, ha'ois v'hamoifes, asher which diber elecha, which he spoke to you, saying. What is the word saying? Elecha kama. Now that the ois, the moifes, has arrived, lemar, let me now make a new statement. Trust me. Nelcha, let us go. Acharei Elohim achedim asher lo yidatam v'no avdeim. Okay, it doesn't really, it's a little bit, the word lemar is a hard word to translate here in the middle of Pasuk. Let's see what the Targum says. V'yesei, it comes. The osa, the sign, umoifsa, di which malil imoch, that he spoke with you, Lememar, saying, again, he's not really helping us over here. Nahach, let us go. Bosar after Ta'avas Amemaya. Okay, Elohim Acherim means the mistake, the error of the nations. Dilo Yidatonun v'niflichinun, which you don't know from and you have never worshipped. Lo Yidatam v'nivavdeim, let us, and this is an action. A noun, and let us now worship them. And what's the word? Let's try to figure it out on our own, because we don't have any mefarshim over the word lemar. Go back to pasuk aleph. Eis kol v'asher nochem sav. That's not sorry. That doesn't count. That's the previous pasuk. Ki yakum mikir b'chol navi choleim chalim v'nasan elecha ois u'moifes. And it comes and he gives you an ois u'moifes. Uvo ha ois u'moifes asher diber elecha. Okay, it would appear from the trap that you have to put a comma after the word my face. It arrives. Now is a new statement. That's how it appears. He says, now that the ois and the my face have arrived, asher diber elecho lemar. Now that which I spoke to you, saying Nelcha Acharei Elohim Achedim Asher Lo Yidatam V'Novdeim. I don't know. Asher Diber. Notice also the word Asher Diber go together. There is a makof in between. There is no trop. There are no ta'ameh hamikun in the word Asher. Asher Diber. Elecholim. This that he said to you. The ois of the moifes come. Kama. Now, he makes a new statement. Or maybe it's going back on the previous pasuk. He's telling the people previously, Navi comes, V'nosan, he gives to you, Elecha ois oy my face. You have to assume, I'm suggesting, that when the Navi Sheker, in the previous pasuk, provided an ois and a my face, it came with strings attached. He says, I want you all to worship idols. They say to him, who are you? Who do you think you are to go tell us to worship idols? He says, no, I'll prove to you that I'm right. Because the ois and the moifes, there will be an ois and a moifes. And the ois and the moifes will be a proof, positive, that we should worship idols that you never heard of before. And indeed, ubo ha'ois v'ha'moifes, kama. So now, asher diber lecha lemar, now it triggers his demand, this that I spoke to you yesterday, or a while ago, and predicted this will happen, now that which I said before, you have to believe in me. You have to now go do what I said. Nelcha acharei elohim achirim asher lo yidatam v'navdeim. So I'm suggesting over here is, that the fact that we have this unusual expression, Lamar, such a word Lamar, really the psukim are almost out of order. The psukim are out of order. And it's not, I don't think it's such a far-fetched thing to say, because you know, we do this within the pasuk itself, and sometimes we even find doing it backwards. This expression, Asher Dibir Lecha Lema, really is part of the previous pasuk. Ki Yakum Kibach Navi, Oi Cholim Chaloim. Now, skip the rest of the pasuk. And Asher Dibir Lecha Lema, he says to you, Nilcha, let us go, Achril Himachim Asher Lo Yidatam Venovdeim. And the people say to him, you're crazy, we're not going to listen to you. So he responds, why not? I'll give you a sign. Period. Okay, so I'm trying to over here to make sense out of this pasuk, because this is something which we do in Navi all the time, and Chumash as well, is you have to be creative in reading the pasukim, and you don't always put every word in the proper order. Here there are two pasukim, and I'm suggesting to make things make sense, you have to really take sections of the pasuk and read them out of order. So the proper order would be, Ki yakum bikir b'chon navi, if it arises in your midst a navi, Oy choyleim chaloim, Asher diberi lecha, which says to you, Lamar, Nelcha achareil himachim asher lo yidatam v'navdein, and then to prove that you should do this, v'nosanei lecha oisim moifes, uvo ha'ois v'ha moifes. Okay, so I'm trying to suggest over here is to slice the words, asher diber lecha, if it will arise amongst you, a navi, which says to you these following words, and then he provides proof, v'nosanei lecha oisim moifes, uvo ha'ois v'ha moifes. Okay, do you think it's far-fetched what I'm saying? Maybe. We have to present this to an expert in Tanakh. An expert in Tanakh to see if this suggestion that we made over here is to take these two psukim, 2 and 3, and bring them together, and slice and dice, and take the words after Navi Echolim Chaloim, and break it up, and then inject the words Asher Diber Lecha until the end of the pasuk, and then go back to the pasuk, and then go to the next pasuk, and stop over here, is correct, because that makes sense. Then the structure makes sense, and it's not so far. And it's not. We do this all the time. We don't necessarily do it all the time in by taking two pasukim, but we do it very often in one pasuk. In one pasuk, by breaking up one pasuk and reading the words out of order. All right. So let's see what it says now. So the pasuk over here says now, Lo sishma al devar naviyahu, do not listen. Oy el choleim hachalem ahu. Ki menaseh Hashem elokechem esma, Hashem is testing you lodas hayishchem. Yishchem means yesh. Yesh. Okay? Hayishchem, do you. Yesh. Yesh is a very good, powerful word. Yesh means substance. Yesh. Lahanchil le'oyhavai yesh. Hashem limanchil to every tzaddik v'tzaddik 310 worlds. 310 worlds. Yesh. Yesh means substance. Hayishchem is there substance? Hayishchem, do you really oyavim es Hashem? Is there substance to your love of Hashem, or is the love of Yehavah Hashem nothing but lip service? Mitzvas anoshim milimuda. Is your love of Hashem a davar sheyesh by mamash, or is it just make believe? Hayishchem oyavim es Hashem elokeichem b'chol levavim b'chol nafshichem. Hashem is testing you. Rashi, there is no Rashi. How do you like that? Rashi's taking his last day of vacation because Thursday, tomorrow, is Yom Kippur Katan. Tomorrow is the beginning of the end. Okay, here we have Targum. Targum says, Loi Sishma. Now, what is Loi Sishma? So the Targum Unkelus over here says, Echidush, what we came here for. Loi sikabel. He does not translate the word simply do not listen. He translates the words do not accept. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elohim Hashem Echad. Accept the fact that Hashem is one. Doesn't necessarily mean to listen. Okay, we like to translate to listen, to hearken. Here he's a new translation. loy sishma, lo sekabel, do not accept, lepiskome, the words of Neviyah, of the prophet, hahu, o lecholem chelmo hahu, of the person who is a dreamer, arei menase, this guy should be making omelets in a store. The chelmo is the yolk of the egg. Don't listen to the dreamer, okay? It was a cholim, a dreamer. Do not listen, oil lecholem chelmo hahu. Arei, because menase Hashem elokachon yoschon, Hashem is testing you. Lemida. And this is very interesting. Lemida. You see, in this edition, they didn't put this word in bold. I never saw this ever before in any sefer, where they take the Targum, and any chiddush in the Targum, they put in bold. So they got it right. Here, lo sishma, lo sikabel. It's not the literal meaning, it's a chiddush. He's going off the beaten track. Okay, so whoever edited the Targum Unkelis, he put this word in bold to bring your attention. But I've found, more often than not, he leaves out, once already you're going to make something in bold, you better make sure you make everything that's supposed to be in bold, bold. And here he did not do this. Hayishchem, over here it says lemida. Oh no, I made a mistake. You see that? I'm the idiot. Lodas means limida, to know. Ha'i seichon. I made a mistake. I thought the word limida. I made a mistake. Lodas is to know. Ha'yishchem. Ha'i seichon. That's an unusual word. Ha'i seichon. Okay? Obviously that means, do you really? Do you really sincerely rochamin, love, yos, es, Hashem Elokachon, Hashem Yikar B'chol, L'bchoin B'chol Naf Shechoin. Let's take a look here at what it says in Pasuk number 4. Maybe he has a chiddush. Lois Sikabel. Okay. He has a whole long drash over here. Maybe we'll read in a second. I want to just come go to the next part. No. All right, let me read you over here what it says over here. Over here, there's an entry on the word Lo Sikabel. It says here, Don't do. Does not say lo sishma divrei. Okay, so he's saying over here something very interesting. Okay, well, like that's a Rambam. Shekosav shasari he shanishma lidvodav. He's saying a very bechidish. The pasuk to say, the pasuk here says le sishma. Wait one more time. Le sishma divrei. In this sefer, Ma'at Sori is asking a question. He's asking, why does it say the word el? It would appear to be the proper grammar for this pasuk number 4 to write losishma lidivrei hanavi hahu. If we were back in elementary school, we would be instructed to write, do not listen, lidivrei. El is not the right word. So the word el, the Ma'at Sori is suggesting, is the trigger for the Targum Unkelis to translate the word leisishma, not do not listen, do not do not follow his orders, do not accept. If you accept what the Navi says, the false Navi, you'll do whatever he wants you to do. He wants you to jump off the bridge. Whatever he tells you to do, you'll do. So the word sekabel, why did the Targum translate lo sekabel? It's a lo, whatever the English, whatever the word for it in Aramaic, for listen. So he is suggesting in this wonderful sefer that the trigger for Unkelis to translate the word lo sekabel is because there's an extra word in the pasuk. Lo sishma el divrei hanaviyahu. The correct grammar would require the pasuk to be written lo sishma le divrei hanaviyahu, and that would mean don't even listen, don't even engage him in dialogue. Just get rid of him. So that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk is not giving you a warning not to listen. The pasuk is giving you a warning, do not obey. Do not obey the words of this false prophet. And this then becomes, what is the naftalina? The naftalina is this a biblical warning of Avodah Zarah? We know that in the Torah, in order for a person to get punished for worshiping Avodah Zarah, for any mitzvah, there must be an explicit warning in the Torah. Don't do it. And then the Torah says, if you do it, there is punishment. Let's say we have a mitzvah where the Torah says that there's punishment. Let's say we only have a warning. Let's say we said there's going to be punishment. I mean, it doesn't say exactly what the punishment is, but it does not give us a warning. Then there's no punishment. Even though you can derive, perhaps you can derive through some exegesis that there will be punishment, if there is no explicit warning, there's no punishment. So there's a debate over here in this Sefer. He's writing this, the Rambam, and there's this, and there's that Sefer. Where in the Torah is there a warning? Do not worship idols. Is this pasuk one of the sources that we can use to learn, do not worship idols? Well, the pasuk says, don't listen. The pasuk is not discussing literally. If you want to read the pasuk literally, the pasuk is not discussing doing. The pasuk is discussing, do not listen. So if a person goes and he worships idols, this pasuk cannot be the warning, because this pasuk is not a warning not to worship idols. This pasuk is a pasuk that simply says, do not listen. And if a person listens, you engage him in conversation, and you hear what he has to say, nowhere in the Torah does it say that the listener is put to death. So if you want to take the pasuk literally, that is telling you not to listen. But nowhere in the Torah does it say that if there's going to be death penalty. So, okay, the Torah says don't listen. But if you're going to tell me the word loisishma does not mean listen, it means do not obey, do not worship. So right here in front of our eyes, we have what is called the azhara, the warning not to worship idols. So when the Torah then says elsewhere, a person gets executed by being stoned to death, so we're in business, because we follow the general rules of the Torah. In order to be punished, there must be a warning and a separate pasuk that issues that mentions the penalty. So this is very fascinating, the debate over here. It says, L'Yisrishma Dibra Navihu, Rashi is silent. The Targ Unkelis translates it, Lot Sikabel, do not accept and obey. Unkelis is discussing action. And the symbol reading of the pasuk is discussing non-action, of just listening. You listen to the radio. Listen to what he has to say. What triggered the Rashi, the Unkelis? It's the word El. This is the gist of what it says over here in this very, very chashva sefer. It's very nice stuff over here. Okay, this one is over here. Then Avil, he writes over here, Avil b'Megillas Esther. It's the name of a sefer. It's the name of a sefer. She'ein l'chavi rayim l'osh n'tagim lo t'kabel she'hi asra b'mimaisa b'mnei she'kavnasu lo t'kabel b'leiv b'amuna b'lvad ma kimo hikikovtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov v'shimo she'tirgim kabilu ulfen. Alright, he's getting over into some very powerful stuff over here, and he's saying over here that it's not proven what he said, because although it says lo sekabel, it doesn't necessarily mean do not obey. It means don't take it to heart. There's no prohibition to listen. The prohibition is either don't obey, or even if you're not going to obey, don't take it seriously. And if it means don't take it seriously, don't take it to heart, then this cannot be a source for an ashara not to actually worship idols. Next pasuk, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, you shall follow after Hashem, V'yosos Yiro Him, you shall fear Him, Hashem, you shall fear, V'yes Mitzvah Sav Tishmoiru, you shall guard His mitzvahs, U'v'koilois Tishmohu, and His voice you shall listen, V'yosos Avoidu, Him you shall serve, U'vois Sid Bokun, and Him you shall cleave. Meir, are you there, Meir? You know who's speaking right now as we talk? Mayor, are you there? Mayor, we'll get a kick out of this. We'll wait until he comes back on. Okay, over here we have this one pasuk.
Who's speaking now?
Rabbi Avraham Shor. Tonight is the finale of the summer shiurim.
Yeah, I had dinner at the Young Israel of Gay.
So why don't you go? You get a good supper. Good free supper.
My wife has more better stuff. If I don't eat it tonight, I'll be stuck with it for Shabbos.
So someone told me that 2 weeks ago, Rosh was darshening on Shabbos, and he said a crazy word. He says, "Uvos sid bokun." It says every parsha keeps on saying this. So Rosh, I don't know if he said it. He says, remember years ago on television? They had a commercial for Crazy Glue. Remember those years? Well, I remember. Remember those years? The guy was holding onto his helmet. They put a little Crazy Glue onto a steel, and the guy is holding onto it. Right. Remember that? Remember that commercial?
Yeah.
So, would you believe that Rabbi Avraham Shor was speaking as we speak right now? He's speaking somewhere, and everyone's eating a good dinner. He's speaking. He says, "Remember those days when you saw that commercial?" Would you believe? I don't know if your mom or somebody says, he pretty much alluded to it. And he told me. And he says, that's really how it is. It says the word Hatem Hadveikim. You have to glue yourself to Hashem. Today in this world, in this generation we live in, you have to be crazy to glue yourself to Hashem, to connect to Hashem. The world is so meshuggah. Anyone that's religious, it's a world with such opposition, and there's so much opposition to serve Hashem. Anyone that is dovek b'Hashem is crazy. They look at you like you're crazy. But you know something? You have to be crazy. That's right. You have to have crazy glue. Yeah, tell advekim Hashem ulokeichem. Would you believe he said that? Mayor, I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, why not?
He quoted a commercial? Rabbi Shor, he quotes these most...
He must have once saw it.
He did. Everyone knows it. He was looking, he went to the movies. Everyone knows that.
Okay, so if he saw it...
He used to go to the movies.
He wanted to make a good use of it.
Until he went to Ger. He was an American. He used to mamash. He was a wild guy. He went to the movies. And then somehow his father, Gedalia Shor, sent him off to Eretz Yisrael. He became close with the Ger Rebbe. And he became more ger than ger.
Well, his father was a ger too.
Was?
Rav Gedalia was a ger. Yeah.
He was a ger, yeah. He was an American boy. What are you talking about? He was an American boy. He wasn't a ger.
I think he went to Europe to learn a little bit.
He wasn't his father. Gedalia, sure, he was Yankee Doodle.
Sure
they say he was the first American-born, American-produced Rosh Shiva.
Fine, but he went to learn in Europe. And he got a touch.
A ger? Remember, Avraham Shor became a ger. His brothers are not ger. All of his brothers are Americans. They're not ger. All right, whatever. So he said this, Rashem, Voisid Bokun. Okay, now what does it say over here in the Targ? Rashi. We have a lot of Rashis over Hashem Teilechu. We have a lot of Rashis. After Hashem Kechem Teilechu, you shall go. Travel. No Rashi. The Oisoi Sirohu. You shall fear Hashem. Yes, mitzvah sof tishmoiru. What does that mean? Toiras Moshe. Since when does mitzvah sof tishmoiru refer to Toiras Moshe? It's a chiddush. What is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying something very, very, very interesting. Mitzvah sof tishmoiru is Toiras Moshe. Uvikoiloi sishmo. What does that mean, Rashi? Listen to it. Bikoil hanavim, the prophets. The oisai savoidu. b'mikdoshai. You shall serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Uvoisid bakun, hidabek bidrachov. Cleave to his ways. Gimol chasadim, bestow kindness. Kivar mason, bury the dead. Baker choylem. K'mayisha osa kodesh baruch hu. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do chesed? When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do chesed? Hashem did chesed in the beginning of the Torah. He made for Adam and Chava clothing. Kosnos or vayalbishem. Hashem was the first gemach for clothing. He clothed the naked. He clothed Adam and Chava. Ribbono shel Olam was an undertaker. He buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Ribbono shel Olam was the first Biker Choylem. He went to visit Avraham Avinu. Therefore, we should follow in his ways. We all should be Goymel Chasadim. We should be Kovim Mesim. And we should be Baker Choylem. This is what it says. The Targum. Targum says, Bosar dechalto de Hashem elo kechoin tehochun. Now, what does that word mean? Dechalto means the fear. So this is again a classic Targum. Targums, there are a few yesodis of Targum. And the first yesod of Targum is, he will always bend backwards to create barriers, great separation between man and Hashem. This pasuk is a very disturbing pasuk for the Targum. Because here it almost sounds like you're a buddy-buddy with Hashem. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, you shall go. It sounds like, you know, Hashem is right here, he's right in front of us. We know him on a first-name basis. We're buddy-buddy. We meet. We get together. Oh, and Hashem wants you to go with him, so you go with him. What are you kidding? The Targum says, Ribbono shel Olam, where's the Yirah Shemayim? Ribbono shel Olam is not a human being. He's not a boss of Adam. He has no shaykhis to you. He's b'shamayim imal. What are you fooling yourself to think that you have any connection whatsoever to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Create the utmost distance between you and Hashem. So the Targum Kidarkoi, he creates a very great separation. He adds a word into the pasuk. It doesn't mean to walk with him literally. It means add some words into the pasuk. Fear. Teilechu means go in the way of Yiras Hashem. There's no yellow brick road to follow. There's nothing physical about this pasuk. Teilechu means go in the ways of Yiras Hashem. Bosar dachalta de Hashem elokachon tehochun. You shall follow. Okay, this is classic Targum. Classic Targum. A pasuk that gives you almost the impression that, you know, you can be a buddy-buddy with Hashem. Chas v'shalom. You'll never live it down, the Targum, such a pasuk like this. He has to embellish it with concepts that are very lofty. And then it says, v'yosei tidchalon. Now, the problem, though, is, and this is the problem, though. You see, he's getting himself into a lot of trouble here. He really is getting into a lot of trouble. Because if you're going to say the word Teilechu means after the fear of Hashem, what then is the difference between this expression, Achre Hashem Lekechem Teilechu, and this expression, V'yoso Tirohu? What's the difference? What's the difference in these two expressions? Both of them are the same thing. So, I mean, we got to answer that. Bosar, dachalta d'Hashem elokachon tehochun. After the fear of Hashem, you shall go. V'yosei an him tidchalun. You shall fear. What's the difference? I don't know. We have to see. V'yes mitzvasov tishmoiru. What does that mean? V'yos pikudohi titrun. Guard Hashem's commandments. Now notice here, he doesn't add in Moshe's Torah's Moshe. Doesn't add that in. Next. In his voice. So again, this is a classic Targum. You think you're going to hear Hashem's voice? You really think that? Hashem is not a physical being. How could the pasuk say such a thing? So the Targum has to finesse the physicality of the pasuk that is misleading in his understanding, and it means ulememre his statements, not his actual voice. A voice has a connotation of something physical. There are sound waves that can be measured. No, ulememre means his commandments, his statements that are presented in the Torah to Kablon. Now notice here when it says sishmohu, it doesn't literally mean to listen. Same concept, it means to accept, to do. V'kodomohi, and before him, oso, no way will the Targum ever translate the word and him. Look at the English. You should worship whom you should worship. And to whom you never, he'll never accept that. To whom, that makes Hashem sound like a person. So it says, in his presence, v'kodamohi siflichun, u v'dachalte tiskorvun. And again, uvo, are you joking? You're gonna cleave to Hashem? Hashem is not a goof. Hashem is a spiritual being. So again, for the third time, uvidachaltei, in his fear, you shall cleave. So it comes that according to the Targum, it says in the Pasuk, fear, three times. Three times in one Pasuk is there a mention of the fear of God. The first time is, acharei Hashem Elokeichem teilechu. Then comes the next, v'yoso tiro'u. And then the third time it says, uvo sidbokun, is you shall come near. Now, but notice, by the way, when it says tidbokun, according to the Targum, it can't be mamish to cleave, because, again, Hashem is not a physical being. It means you shall come near. And in his fear, you shall come near. Three different types of fear. What are the three different types of fear? I don't know. We know that there's a fear, a low-level fear is fear of punishment. Then there's a fear of Yiras Haroimimus, the awesomeness of Hashem. And then, I don't know, we did once discuss this, I don't remember. Three different types of fear. We have this coming up, we have Leah Shabbos. And when we bless the new month, Birchas HaChodesh, so we say first Yiras Shamayim, and then we say Yiras Chet, and again Yiras Shamayim. We say Yiras Shamayim twice, and we say Yiras Chet once. So obviously there are two different types of fear. There's two different, I don't remember all the details. There are two different types. There's a great deal of three, and it's interesting over here that in this Targum, there are three different mentions of fear. Now let me look over here in the Sefer. Maybe he says something about the three different types of fear in Pasuk number 5. In Pasuk number 5, what does it say here? Pasuk 5, it says, Basar pulchona da Hashem tohochon ha-kavonish t'kabal alechem ol malchus aliyos l'lavodim. Over here in this Sefer, he asked the question. Baruch Hashem, we were mechavein to the Ma'atzari. He asked, it's a repetition. Once the Targum already translates the first expression as fear, why is he repeating it again? So he says, Ein nirish unklus parash kramban. Shakavon Amikra Khan Shinishma Lakol Oisus Vinovya MS Vinelach Achat Sasai. No, he's not really explaining it. The Yosei Titchulun Latigim Kamukhun Kumashagim. He doesn't explain. Right, he doesn't really explain.
He does not explain what's going on over here. We'll leave it with Akasha. Let's go to the next Pasuk. The next Pasuk over here says, the Hanavi Yahu, the Navi, that Navi. Oy or chole machlema who you must be put to death. Why? Ki, because Diber, he has spoken a sorrow. Okay, he has spoken ki Diber So see, this is a very interesting. You know why there are two of these symbols? Because there's a whole long story why there are two symbols. Not for now. I'm going to take a whole share and just that. I explained too slowly. Okay, but any event, ki diber, so he has spoken a sorrow. The emphasis goes on the resh. Meir, you'll come back and tell me on Monday if your Baal Kriya, when he did the melody on the word sorrow, did he do ki diber sorrow, or did he do ki diber sorrow? The correct way to pronounce the word is to put the melody on the resh, not on the samach. And the reason why there is a tam on the samach is that this is a talisha gidoyla, and the talisha gidoyla always is the symbol put in the beginning of the word. But in this case, to indicate, although this is a talisha gidoyla, the melody shall be applied to the resh. Shall be applied to the resh. This is called a talisha kitano. Talisha kitano. It was a talisha kitano. But you do the melody on the resh. In the olden days, there was no distinction. They only had a circle. This is something new. We have a circle, and you have a 90-degree angle line on the circle. So I tell you very big kiss. It's very interesting. You see this over here? There's a circle, and look, the circle is at a 90-degree angle, going left. Here, you have a circle on a 90-degree angle going right. There's really no need for that. Basically, whenever there's a circle at the end of the word, that indicates that this is a Talisha Gidoyla. Whenever there's a circle at the beginning of the word, it's a Talisha Kitana. A Talisha Kitana is a I don't even know. I mixed them the two all the time. I'm looking at Chumash. One is a shorter sound, and one is a longer sound. A whole long story, but they just have circles. And then the problem is, ordinarily, a Talisha Gidoyla, you always put on the last syllable. And a Talisha Kitana, you put it on the first syllable, the melody. But there are exceptions. Sometimes, even though the melody is the shorter version, but it's not, in this instance it should not be put in the beginning of the word, but in the middle of the word, and then you must repeat it in the tisha ketana. But in this case, the melody should be done in the middle of the word. All right, let's go for it over here. Over here we have over here the navi Yahu. What happens to him? He has spoken a sorah. What is a sorah? What is the word sorah? For having urged disloyalty. That's a great translation. That's really good. He has spoken a sarah. Urged, when you have the word diber next to the word sarah, that means to turn away. And they over here have translated this expression, diber sarah, they have urged disloyalty to Hashem. Not bad. That's pretty creative. Al Hashem alokecha amusias chavirais mitzrayim, v'apoitcho has redeemed you mibeis avodim, from slavery, lehadichacha, to push you. Over here they translate lehadichacha, to make you stray. Like that translation? To make you stray? I don't know, not so crazy about that. Who am I? Min haderech asher tzivuch Hashem alokecha lelechas bo. Hashem has commanded you to travel on. Uviyarato haron mikirbecha. Now, let's see over here what Rashi says. It's a very interesting pasuk. Sara. What is the word sarah? Really, it's sarah. Davar ha-mosur min ha-ilam. Said that is davar ha-musur. Musur means removed min ha-ilam. Shalhoyev lo nivra, it never existed. V'leit sivi siv l'dabar chayim. I never told him to say these crazy things in Avi. And we have here an old French word, which I don't know what this word is. V'apoytchem v'beisam v'adim afilu im lo y'olecha ela shepotcha dayoy. If the only thing that Hashem did for you was take you out of Egypt from slavery, it would be enough. Dayenu. Ilu ilu hotzianu v'lo yosavuchem shefatim. Dayenu. Where does that song come from? This Rashi. The whole song is built upon this Rashi. Dayenu. We are point chami base of Adam. Ilu ilu hotsiyanu, hotsiyanu, mimitrayim, viloyos avohem shifatim, dayenu. That's what it says. That is more than enough not to listen to the Navi Sheker. And you know what that means? The Navi Sheker, the ultimate Navi Sheker is Yoshka. And on the night of Pesach, it's not for nothing that there's a whole song, Dai Dayenu, Dai Dayenu, which alludes to this Rashi, all to say, don't be influenced by the Christians. Night of Pesach is they go mishuvah with the Christians. They mamish go crazy. They do everything about it. They do halva, the blood libels. We say shveicham moschel agoyim. If you want to study the Pesach Seder from an analysis of response to the Neitzrim, there's a lot of material that you can analyze in the Haggadah that is a response to the Neitzrim. And one of the things is the piyut dayenu, which obviously comes from this. Afilu ein lo halecha l'shpatchem dayon, and that is in this pasuk. Okay, so what's the chiddush? Sara means it is removed musar. It is musar min ha'olam. What did Uncle say? We'll finish up. Uneviyah ha'hu oy cholem chalmahu yisketel shall be put to death. Arei because malil satya. Now satya means the other side. A satya means something which comes from the other side. The sitra achra, the other side. Satya al Hashem elokachoin diapek yoschem me'ar debitzrayim udif for konoch mives al dusa laat ayusach to cause you to make a mistake min orcha di fik faktoch Hashem elokach limhach bei. Usefalei oved, and to worship, and you shall usefalei oved the bish mibenoch. And it says here, what does this mean? Usefalei oved the bish mibenoch. You shall. Adi tegedach Hashem lech lemehach bay to travel in that way. Lelech espa uvi ar tohara. Obviously means you shall uproot the bish. The bish means the evil, the ra. Let me just look very quickly over here and we'll finish up right away. Pasuk 6. What is it over here? Pasuk 6. To finish off over here. What does he touch over here? Okay. Usefaloshen hasaru upanui. Kamash kos of Rashi. You shall remove. Okay, it means over here to remove. There's a play on the words. Aveid the bish. Oisara, you shall remove the person. Uviarto, hara. He is a word in over here. Aveid the bish. I think over here he made a mistake. I think over here it would appear over here. Oisara, shall remove the person. Aveid the bish. Aveid the bish. Hishlam hatagim mikra chosesh. Ein kan bir alara. Asma illa oisara. Okay, there's a lot of interesting stuff here. We don't have time. We'll go back one and tell you one last thing over here. Just to Yisketel. Satya. Dover hanoite min aderech. Nimitsukangim loshna kosov asem perish rashi. Sota. Losur min haderech. Tagongulus abholmakam delikvashash devar musam in oilam delikim menachim. Udiloike perish Rashi started of a Muslim in Menoilam, Loike Menachem bin Saduk, Shahup Loshan Mardus. All right, we don't have time. But over here, he's making over here a major machlaikis in this word, Satya. Satya, Rashi goes out of his way to disagree with this Targum. Sada, why did Rashi comment on this word Sara? He disagrees with the Targum. Targum says Satya, which means to veer off the path. Rashi says, no, it's much worse than that. It's davar hamusar min ha'olam, doesn't exist. Shalchay v'loy nivra. According to the word targum, satya means it does exist. It's just off the beaten path. There's a major machloek between Rashi and the targum on the word sara. Rashi saw the targum that says satya. Satya means it has gone off the path, which means it exists in this world. It's just the wrong path.
It's the Sitra Achra. Rashi says, no. It's make-believe. It mamish doesn't exist. I think there's an incredible fundamental deep machlokes which we can't go into now. And the other major difference over here is, there's a mistake here. You see, he put this in bold, Divish. I think the editor meant to put the word Oved in bold. Uviarto Hora. Ra means Bish. The Targum added a word, the Oved Divish, the person who has done evil, the Navi Sheker. Okay, so it would appear there's an error here. This should be in bold. And that's an additional word that the Targum was coming to explain. The word Hora means the practitioner of Ra, not Ra. You can't destroy Ra from this world. You can only destroy the practitioners of Ra from this world. All right, it's late. Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful night. Rabbi Lazer, you okay? You weren't here today in the morning. Rabbi Lazer, you okay?
No,
you came later?
Yeah, I was busy. Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
I have to go someplace.
Okay. Baruch Shem, you're okay. That's the main thing. Okay, everybody, have a good night. Mr. Squad, thank you for coming.
Did you get the pictures I sent you?
I don't look at my phone yet. What, you tell me something new?
Check the nails and check the haircut.